What if you could design a revolutionary new battery material in 15 minutes, a task that would take the world's most powerful supercomputer years? This isn't science fiction. This week, IBM demonstrated exactly that, signaling that the quantum era isn't coming, it's arriving. And for Western companies, it's a strategic inflection point you cannot afford to ignore. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that will define the next decade of manufacturing, trade, and competition. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused entirely on quantum. We're seeing a fundamental shift from theoretical research to practical, industrial application. The announcements are coming fast, and the implications are enormous.
That's right, Susie. We're tracking three major developments. First, a verifiable breakthrough from IBM showing a quantum processor outperforming a classical supercomputer on a meaningful scientific problem. Second, the U.S. government has stopped asking and started mandating a shift to quantum-proof cybersecurity. And finally, we're seeing a massive industrialization of the quantum supply chain, with major acquisitions and billions in government funding creating a new hardware-driven patent race.
Let's start with that IBM breakthrough. They announced something called Trusted Quantum Advantage on July 30th. Troy, for the executives listening, what does that actually mean?
It means quantum computing has produced a scientifically valuable result on a complex problem that the best classical supercomputers cannot. Specifically, IBM and its partners, including KEDMA and Algorithmic, used an IBM Quantum Heron processor to model complex material physics. The key here is the use of 70 logical qubits, which are physical qubits that have been enhanced with error correction.
Error correction, so they're more reliable?
Exactly. They achieved a 10x reduction in the gate error rate. This allowed them to complete the simulation in about 15 minutes, a task deemed infeasible for supercomputers like Japan's Fugaku. This isn't just a lab curiosity. It's a validated result on a problem critical to material science.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers? Is this something an aerospace or a pharmaceutical company can use today?
Not today, but the pathway is now clear. For manufacturers in R&D-intensive fields, this is a direct opportunity. Simulating new alloys, catalysts, or complex molecules for drug discovery is their core business. This demonstration means the timeline for discovering new high-performance materials could shrink from a decade to a year. European chemical and pharma giants must see this as a direct competitive signal.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know? It seems a bit far removed from logistics.
Not at all. Trading companies should watch for new partnerships forming between quantum computing providers and material science startups. These collaborations are the earliest indicator of where revolutionary new materials will emerge. Sourcing the next generation of lightweight composites or more efficient battery materials begins with tracking who is using these quantum platforms.
So, the actionable insight for our listeners.
Executives in R&D heavy industries need to form a quantum readiness team. The goal isn't to build a quantum computer, but to identify the most computationally expensive problems in their R&D pipeline and begin exploring how they could be mapped to quantum systems.
Okay, from creation to protection, the same technology that can create new materials can also break our current encryption. The U.S. government just made a very forceful move on this front.
They did. On June 22nd, a new executive order set hard deadlines for federal systems to migrate to post-quantum cryptography, or PQC. High-value assets must be migrated by 2030, and all digital signatures by 2031. This elevates PQC from a best practice recommendation to a binding legal obligation.
Why this sudden urgency? Is there an imminent threat of a Y2Q event, as some call it?
The threat is what's known as harvest now, decrypt later. Adversaries are capturing encrypted data today, storing it, and betting they can decrypt it once a powerful quantum computer is available. For any company with long-term intellectual property, chemical formulas, 20-year patents, national security data, the risk is immediate.
How does this impact manufacturers outside the U.S. government supply chain?
The impact is global. Any European manufacturer with a U.S. subsidiary, U.S. federal contracts, or that is part of a critical U.S. supply chain will be required to comply. This will flow down through contracts. More importantly, it sets the new global standard for digital trust. Every smart factory, every IoT device on your production line relies on encryption that is now officially on an expiration clock.
And for trading and distribution companies?
Your entire business runs on secure transactions. Your B2B portals, your supply chain management systems, your customer data protection, all of it is vulnerable. This isn't theoretical anymore. We're seeing the technology become commercially viable. Ciena and Toshiba just successfully demonstrated 1.6 terabits per second quantum-safe optical encryption on a live commercial network. The solutions are coming to market.
So what's the immediate action Western executives should take?
They must initiate a crypto agility audit. You need to identify every system, every device, and every piece of software that uses legacy public key cryptography. Understanding the scope of the problem is the first step. Then you can build a migration plan that aligns with your hardware and software refresh cycles. Waiting until 2029 is not a strategy.
This brings us to the industrial base. We need quantum computers for R&D. We need PQC to defend against them. But who is actually building these machines? It seems the race is heating up, and IonQ just made a huge strategic move.
A decisive one. On July 31st, IonQ finalized its $1.8 billion acquisition of SkyWater Technology, a U.S.-based semiconductor foundry. This creates the industry's first vertically integrated full-stack quantum company. IonQ now controls its own quantum chip manufacturing.
That sounds significant. Most tech companies, even the biggest ones, outsource their chip production. Why is bringing it in-house so critical for quantum?
Because quantum processors are not standard CPUs. They are incredibly complex and sensitive analog devices. Having direct control of the foundry allows IonQ to rapidly iterate on chip designs, fine-tune the fabrication process for quantum-specific needs, control quality, and protect its intellectual property. It shortens the innovation cycle and builds a formidable moat around its technology.
What does this signal for U.S. and European manufacturers who might be part of the supply chain?
It signals that the quantum supply chain is being onshored and vertically integrated as a matter of national strategic importance. This isn't happening in a vacuum. The U.S. Commerce Department is injecting over $2 billion from the CHIPS and Science Act to build out domestic quantum manufacturing, directly funding IBM, GlobalFoundries, PsiQuantum, and others. For manufacturers, this means a new, high-value domestic market is being created for specialized components.
What should trading companies and distributors be looking for here?
They need to be mapping this new ecosystem. It's not just about chips. It's about cryogenic systems, high-precision lasers, advanced microwave electronics, and new quantum materials. European startups like Zurich in Switzerland, which just raised a 22.4 million euro seed round for its trapped ion processors, are key nodes in this network. Sourcing and partnership opportunities are emerging now for distributors who understand the technical requirements.
And the final actionable insight on this industrial shift?
Executives at companies in the semiconductor, photonics, and high-precision equipment sectors should be actively evaluating how their core competencies can serve this emerging quantum supply chain. The U.S. and EU are underwriting this industrial build-out. This is a ground-floor opportunity to become a critical supplier in the next great technology wave.
An incredible number of developments in just 1 week. So, Troy, let's distill this down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, quantum advantage for R&D is no longer a future promise. For specific problems in material science and chemistry, it is a present reality. Your competitors are already exploring it. The actionable insight is to task your R&D leaders to identify a pilot project for a quantum platform this year.
Second, the cybersecurity landscape has fundamentally changed.
That's right. The U.S. government's PQC migration deadlines create a forcing function for the entire global technology ecosystem. The clock is now ticking loudly on your data security. Your action is to start a full cryptographic inventory immediately and build a multi-year migration plan.
And finally, the race to build is accelerating.
The quantum industry is rapidly maturing from a science-led to an engineering and manufacturing-led field. Vertical integration and massive government investment are building a new strategic high-tech supply chain in the U.S. and Europe. The action is to reevaluate your company's potential role in this ecosystem, whether as a supplier, partner, or customer.
A clear call to action on all fronts. The quantum transition is happening now, and the time for observation is over. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll be back next week with more Troy Technical Intelligence.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next analysis. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead.